Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Philip Beatty from Hartford City Church. Welcome to our podcast, this latest edition episode. And today we are dealing with a question from my friend Connie, what we like to call Convos with Connie. Connie sent this question in for us to discuss on the podcast. How do we know if we are doing God's will? This question is a beautifully profound question. It touches the deepest core of who we are as humans. For all people who believe in a creator God have this question constantly in their hearts and often in their minds. For if God created us and everything in this universe which we inhabit, for us to know God's will as it pertains to our purpose in life would be to find a sense of well-being and wholeness. Knowing that we are doing God's will brings a sense of satisfaction and contentment, motivating energy, even deep joy. Not necessarily a trite feeling of temporal happiness, but rather something that touches the ocean floor of our soul. When I think about our search to discover God's will for our lives, there are a few things I think we need to keep in mind. First of all, God is more concerned with who we are than what we do. Let that sink in for just a moment. God is far more concerned with who you are than with what you do. For many of us, God's will is focused on what the right job is that we should have, or where we should go to school. Is this the right relationship for me to be in? Where should I live? What house should I buy? What car should I drive? The list goes on and on. For some, it goes down to the most excruciating minor details of our daily life. I do not mean to say that God is not concerned with the details, because he is. But rather, God says, "Let me take care of the details. And you focus on your heart." For example, think about your children, or perhaps if you have a niece or a nephew or a godchild. What we want most for them is to be good, loving people who do what is right. Achievements in school and sports and music, etc., are great, but more than what they do or accomplish, we want them to be kind, brave, strong, good, and loving people who do the right thing. The same is true of God, who is our Father in heaven. Regardless of the job we are in, God wants us to be kind and gracious. And regardless of the relationship we are in, God wants us to be good and do what is good for others. We often want our circumstances to change, but God's will is to shape our character, to transform our minds, and to mold our hearts. The second thing I want us to keep in mind when we think about God's will in our lives is that God's will often includes choices, yes. To illustrate what I mean, think about the Garden of Eden for a moment, where God created the first man and woman. How many trees were they allowed to eat from? How many were forbidden? Maybe God's will is a little more like that. Instead of one specific school to attend, job to have, or person to marry, there are options available in God's will, and a few that are outside of his plan for us, to be sure. When we are living in God's will, we will actually experience freedom, not anxiety and fear. When love and confidence are growing in our hearts, then we can be sure that we are doing God's will. So with those couple things in mind, let's look to some scriptures to give us some guideposts that we have as we're walking along this path of God's will. The first scripture I'd like to read is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The text says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So the first thing we learn about God's will is that it's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. And then we also learn that we'll understand his will, that we'll know what God's will is, when we're not following the ways of this world, but surrendering to the ways of God, where we're giving our lives as a living sacrifice, letting our minds be renewed through scripture, prayer, meditation, listening to wise mentors, paying attention, really paying attention to what's going on in our lives. You see, if we never pause and listen carefully to God, we cannot know his will. And if we don't find a way to shut out the voices of this world, and find a way to go against the grain sometimes of this world, then we won't understand what God's will is. But God has promised that if we give ourselves completely to Him, He will transform our minds, and then our minds will be able to understand His will. And we must understand that His will is good, His will is pleasing, and His will is perfect. There's another verse about God's will that comes from the Old Testament. It's Micah chapter 6, verse 8, and it says this: He has shown you, O mortal human, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? There's the question, an ancient way of saying, what is God's will for my life? Here is the prophet's answer: to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. You see, the prophet reminds the people of God they already know God's will. Do what is right for all people, not just yourself. That's do justly. Forgive others and yourself. That's to love mercy. And don't be arrogant. Put your confidence in God. Those are things we can all keep in mind, no matter where we find ourselves. Doing God's will involves justice, mercy, and walking humbly with God. Sometimes when I'm talking to people about God's will, I like to go to this verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, because again, it just puts it in plain, simple, straightforward terms. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? This is God's will. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Sometimes God's will is much simpler than we had thought previously it might be. Rejoice always. Just ask yourself as you reflect back on your day today or perhaps yesterday, did you bring joy to someone? We're supposed to pray continually. Did you pray about anything? Give thanks in all circumstances. Did you give thanks to God for something? If so, then you can be confident you were walking and doing God's will. If not, then you know what to do today, tonight, or tomorrow to be in God's will. Bring joy to someone. Pray about something for yourself or someone else. And give thanks to God for something in your life. Those are the beginning steps of walking in God's will, and in fact, they are God's will. James chapter 1, verse 27 also provides us a bit of insight. It says, religion that God the Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after widows and orphans in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. For those of you who really love the specifics, remember that whenever you help a widow or an orphan, you are definitely doing God's will. And when you are resisting the systematic evil that exists in our world by allowing yourself to be renewed in God's presence, you are definitely doing God's will. So in conclusion, how do we know we're doing God's will? Well, it's when our heart and our minds begin to change no matter what our circumstances. When we help someone in need, when we bring joy, when we pray, when we give thanks to God, when we do what is right for others, when we are forgiving, when we are humble, when we are pausing to listen carefully to God, those are all ways that we will know that we are doing God's will. So I leave you with this blessing today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be gracious and kind to you. May the Lord give you peace, well-being, and the knowledge of His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen.